This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some Republican legislators quickly responded Sunday to defend House Speaker Kevin McCarthy against other Republicans who criticized the debt ceiling deal made with the Biden administration to avert an international crisis. But as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports, there are Democratic skeptics as well.
Who also appeared on CNN.
Actually, by some estimates, creates a burden on administrative spending that is actually worse for, you know, for the overall cost of a program like that. Number two, it is about people who are hungry, people who just need a little bit of temporary assistance.
Before voting in favor of the deal, Jayapal says she'll need more details. The deal will have to pass both the House and the Senate. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin was among the first international leaders to congratulate Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday, who won a presidential runoff for a third term in power. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul for VOA.
Much to the concerns of Turkey's traditional Western allies, Erdogan has developed a close relationship with Putin, despite Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It is a relationship that Erdogan pledged to deepen as he campaigned for re-election. The Turkish leader also promised to continue his unorthodox economic policies, which plunged the country into crisis with soaring inflation and mounting pressure on the weakened lira. Initial reports of Erdogan's success saw the value of the currency slip on international markets. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
And this is VOA News. Japan said Monday it was preparing to destroy any North Korean missiles that threaten its territory after Pyongyang announced a planned launch of what it said was a satellite. And Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno saying,
またこのような発射は衛星と照射としても北朝鮮による弾道ミサイル技術を使用したいかなる発射も禁止している関連する国連安保理決議に違反するものであります。
Analysts say that the military satellite is part of a nuclear-armed North Korea's efforts to advance surveillance technology, including drones, to improve its ability to strike targets in the event of a conflict.North Korea has also undertaken a series of missile and weapons tests in recent months, including a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. South Korea is using a $13.7 billion deal with Poland, Seoul's biggest ever, to lay the groundwork for an industrial juggernaut that the two nations' defense companies hope will feed Europe's hungry military market far into the future.Deputy Director at the South Korean Defense Acquisition Program Administration, Kim Young-chul.
Obviously, the outbreak of the Russian war invaded the Ukraine. And after that, we get lots of requests from the Polish government for K2 tank and K9 howitzers and FA-50.
South Korean and Polish officials say their partnership will help them conquer the European arms market, even beyond the Ukraine war, with Seoul providing high-quality weapons faster than other countries and Poland offering manufacturing capacity and a sales pipeline into Europe. A new study suggests dozens of U.S. cities are at risk for mpox outbreaks this summer. Health officials say they are working to prevent the scale of infections that surprised the nation last summer.Most of the cases reported last year were spread during sexual contact between gay and bisexual men. Infections exploded in the wake of pride gatherings in June. Asylum seekers say joy over the end of the public health restriction known as Title 42 this month is turning into anguish with the realization of how the Biden administration's new rules affect them. For many people, their fate is being largely left up to a U.S. government app.That is limited and unable to decipher and prioritize human suffering. The CBP1 app is a core part of the administration's plans to create a more orderly system at the border. But since its rollout, the app has been criticized for technical problems. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.